Welcome back to the Practice Innovation Podcast and episode 12 of the Basic Grammar series. And with this episode, when you finish this one, you've been through all the grammar at the A1 level in Norwegian, which is half of the beginner's level. So just two small items in this episode, and then you're at A1 level already. So congratulations. And the first item today of the two is some prepositions when it comes to time and how we say the English ago or for a period of time, like for, and then also into the future. So the prepositions are for siden, for ago, I for duration of time, and om for the future. So we'll have some examples now. First one, if you say, Ole kom til Norge for 4 år siden. Ole kom til Norge for 4 år siden. So literally, Ole came to Norway for 4 years since. But for siden is how you say ago in Norwegian. So the English 4 years ago, you need two words, for and siden. And then you put the amount of time in the middle. So another example. Silje reiste til Afrika for 2 år siden. Silje reiste til Afrika for 2 år siden. Meaning 2 years ago. For siden and then 2 år in the middle. So that's how you say the past with ago. And then when you have duration of time, you could say Gunnar var på ferie I 2 måneder. Gunnar was on holidays, on vacations, for 2 months. So in English you would say for, so I and in is sometimes the same, but not in this case. So you say I 2 måneder, and you would translate for 2 months. So I means the duration of time. It lasted for 2 months, but you don't know when it was. And then hun skal være på ferie I 2 uker. Like, she shall be on vacation for 2 weeks, for the duration of 2 weeks. You don't know when those two weeks are, but the length of the holidays is 2 weeks. So that's for duration. And then for the future, we have om. So, Nils skal på ferie om 3 uker. Nils skal på ferie. Nils shall on vacation. There's a hidden go in there. In Norwegian, if you say skal på ferie, you mean skal gå på ferie. Also, if someone says, jeg skal I butikken, I shall in the shop, or jeg skal ut, it means like, jeg skal gå ut. So, Nils skal på ferie om 3 uker. That means, in English, in 3 weeks. Like 3 weeks into the future. 3 weeks from today. So, om is the future. And then next one, Berit skal til byen om 2 timer. Berit shall go to town 2 hours from now, om 2 timer. And last example, Per har reist rundt I Kina I 5 år. Per har reist rundt I Kina I 5 år. So he has been traveling around in China for 5 years, the duration of 5 years. And in this case, you know it's 5 years up to this point because you use the present perfect tense. He has traveled, mean up to now. So, just remember, you have some false friends, as we call it, like in 2 weeks will be om 2 uker, and for 2 weeks will be I 2 uker. Okay, so now you can try to fill in a few examples here, sentences. So, first one is, Berit syklet I fjellet, and an opening, 3 timer. Berit syklet I fjellet, 3 timer. So, since it's the past tense, you know you have to say something that is not in the future. So, there would be Berit syklet I fjellet I 3 timer. It lasted for 3 hours. The next one is, we have 2 gaps, so you kind of only have one option. Han reiste I fjellet, gap, 12 år, and a gap. Han reiste I fjellet, opening, 12 år, opening. So if you guess, good, for 12 år siden. Han reiste I fjellet for 12 år siden. And then we're going to say the future. She will go on vacation 3 days into the future. Hun skal reise, opening, 3 dager. So if you guess, hun skal reise, good, om 3 dager. Next one is for duration of time. So it's the same sentence, but you want to say that it's going to last for 3 days. Hun skal reise, 3 dager. So then, hun skal reise, good, I 3 dager. It's going to last for 3 days. We don't know when it is. And then 2 more. De hadde en fin sommer, and a gap, 2 år, and a gap. So if you can guess, 2 gaps. Good. De hadde en fin sommer for 2 år siden. And the last one, Ole skal til Kina, and a gap, 3 uker. Ole skal til Kina, opening, 3 uker. Mm-hmm. So in this one, you can actually say 2 different things. You can say Ole skal til Kina i 3 uker, meaning he will be there for the duration of 3 weeks, eller Ole skal til Kina om 3 uker. He will go there 3 weeks from now. It depends what you want to say. Both would be grammatically correct, but they would mean 2 different things. Okay, so that's the first item today about the time expressions. And the second one is for genitive with the S for the possessive. So, first example. If you want to say, the book that belongs to Lise, you could say, boka til Lise, the book to Lise, belonging to her. Or you could just say, Lises bok. So you just put S at the end, no apostrophe, just put an S there, and have the unspecific form of the book. Lises bok. So you wouldn't say Lises the book, you just Lises bok. So next one, koppen til Gunnar means the cup belonging to Gunnar. And then that becomes Gunnars, unspecific form, kopp. Gunnars kopp. And for a plural, you can have vottene til barna, the mittens of the kids. And you change this to the plural, so then you change to the unspecific in the plural. Barnas votter. Barnas votter. Okay, so then finally, a few examples that you can change. If you want to change brillene til Hanne, the glasses of Hanne, brillene til Hanne, then it becomes Hannes, and then, good, briller, Hannes briller. Next, ballen til Ole, the ball of Ole, goes Oles. The, putting the S is the easy part, and then it's finding the unspecific form is kind of the bit of work, so usually. So, Oles, good, ball. Ballen til Ole becomes Oles ball. And then, huset til Per og Lisa, the house belonging to Per and Lisa, and you change it to Per og Lisas hus. Good. And the last one for today is koppene til Petter, the cups belonging to Peter. Koppene til Petter, and then you switch it and you say Petters. Good. Kopper. Petters kopper. And that's the final exercise and the grammar bit for this episode and for the first A1 level in Norwegian. So if you made it so far, congratulations. Great work. Half of the first beginner's level, half of the first book. It's a huge step. And you covered most of the heavy grammar already. So well done. And thank you so much for listening. And we'll be back soon.